Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we want to talk about sibling rivalry.
Rawr.
You know that my brothers and I used to fight a lot, but not like this. Two Nebraska brothers got into a bloody scuffle.
They did.
Over a cat.
A cat. They're older brothers.
39-year-old dude was taken into custody by police. They were responding to a call from his younger brother. He began destroying items in their shared apartment.
Yep.
You're in your 30s, man. You gotta...
Right.
Shouldn't be living with your brother anymore,
well.
Man. Police arrived. The caller came to the door with visible signs of a violent altercation on his face.
Jeez.
He had been barricaded behind the door. He was able to open it after the man went to the window and yelled at police officers. A bloody lamp. It never says what the cat's about.
Exactly. They were just fighting over the cat.
Who owned the cat?
Yeah.
You're two grown Nebraska... Oh, they're Nebraska men.
Oh, never okay. Mind.
Enough said. Didn't realize they were from the obvious place. Yeah, they were.
That's true. That's
taken
a rivalry.
Into. What we really want to hear is how bad did it get between you?
Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be violent.
Right.
Maybe you. Yeah. This is what I like to say, and we almost never get these. Maybe you slept with his husband.
I always wish we could get those.
I mean, I've had opportunities. I never did it, but I've known people who've
taken the opportunity to. Mm.
You know what's really weird? I think a lot of women, what happens, what happens is they find a man that they love and then they meet one of his brothers and he has almost all the same characteristics, except maybe that one you really don't like.
Yeah, there it is.
And so then it's like, why not sleep with?
Good call.
Why not sleep with your... next, somebody said, when I was about 5 years old, I got my boots stuck deep in the mud. I couldn't move.
Ooh.
My sister was there. She tried to pull me out. She couldn't get me out either. So she said, I'll go ahead and get mom and dad and bring them back for you.
Oh.
I'm going to forage on. It's like when you're in that plane crash and somebody's got their foot stuck in the seat. And you're like... I'm going to go find help and I'll remember these coordinates.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to come back. So this person waited in the rain for about an hour and no one had come. So they finally just pulled their feet out of the boots and walked home barefoot.
Ooh.
When they got there, the sister was just watching TV.
Oh, sister totally forgot.
Yeah.
No, notified.
She had a TV dinner up there. She's chomping down on her food.
Wow. That hurts.
That's kind of sibling rivalry. Sisters involved in an alleged fight in New York.
Hmm.
They brought a knife and a frying pan to the fight.
Okay.
Who you got in a knife versus frying pan?
That's a good one, man. Because, you know, the pan, that's an offensive weapon, too. Not as sharp, but it's also a shield.
I feel like you've got a shield and a weapon, whereas the other person's only got a weapon. So if they're not a knife smith.
So you're taking.
I take. Honest to God, I have not read ahead in this story, but I take frying pan.
So far, I'm taking frying pan, especially with the kind you use because they're really.
Or like the Lodge cast iron.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a. We've gotten down in the weeds in frying pans recently, but let's get there, right? If it's Calphalon, a little heavier.
That's true.
Tefal, lighter.
Lighter.
But the lighter could come in handy as you're fending things off.
Pairing, yeah.
Right. But the you go Calphalon or best yet, cast iron?
Cast iron. Especially when it's been treated correctly.
Well.
Oiled up.
I love that
thing.
That matters in the fight. It's somehow, you know, the blood won't stick to this because I treated it. I put it in a 200-degree oven with just a light coating of olive oil.
Boom, that's it.
It's the Calphalon of cast iron. And the fact that you don't cook... Ever.
At all, no,
and you
nothing.
Know that you have to treat.
Just the one thing.
It's one of my favorite things about you is just the little tiny chunks of knowledge about nothing. Yeah, so let's see. Frying pan and a knife were used as weapons. One sister left with a stab wound to her torso.
Oh.
No word on the other one.
Dang
so it sounds like
oh.
Man, I wish we had more details because they just sounds like they had a pretty good scuffle, but the only one who had to go to the hospital was the stab wound.
Oh, she didn't treat the pan.
Yeah. Dang it. Then I'm telling you, it wasn't cast iron.
You're right.
You give me the hierarchy of pans versus whatever knives. I'll take like little short paring knife versus my T-fall. But if you got the Rambo Bowie knife and I got the Lodge, I think we got a pretty fair fight.
That is sounds like a fair fight.
Because I cannot, I mean, although, again, it's hard to wield because it's heavy.
It's a big heavy.
You're not going to be able to like.
As quick as the knife, but still.
But when you get it in motion and you make contact. This is my favorite thing. People are going to go home to their dinner table tonight and be like, what'd you learn today? Well, I learned that if properly treated, a cast iron pan is a great weapon. No, you didn't. You did. You didn't learn that. Oh, yeah. They don't say what happened. And they don't even really say what the fight was about. But it's between siblings. So it fits into our little thing.
Sibling rivalry.
Let's see. Another stabbing. And again, we don't need yours to be. We want your sibling rivalries like you went out and got a doctorate, so they got a doctorate. Then you went out and married a like golfer. What's your rivalry like with your siblings? Like my family, we're kind of competitive when it comes to. I mean, my brothers are all. I'm the least successful of my brothers. No doubt.
Yeah,
there's a huge rivalry of like
they're pretty successful.
Who's gonna dig their way out of Longmont the fastest?
In fact, you know what's so weird? Because all four of you dudes grew up dirt poor. Yet you all made it a life goal. We're not going to be poor ever again. Yeah.
It sort of became the thing.
Yeah.
But the rivalry doesn't go anywhere to where we're sleeping with each other's wives or...
You're right. It's just money.
Or stabbing. See, a brother and sister were arrested after a cupcake fight turned violent.
They were arrested for cupcakes?
Yes. One threw frosted cupcakes at the other, hit them in the arm and chest. We just had a knife versus a pan, and now we got cupcakes?
Cupcakes.
Oh, the one person was 6 weeks pregnant.
Why does that matter?
Well, because then it got it after the cupcake and it turned into a kick fight.
Oh, okay. That matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it turned into canned food fight.
Holy smokes. Family size cans of ravioli.
Let's start soft.
A cupcake.
I'm starting with a pillow down really with Egyptian cotton.
Oh, those are soft.
Bedding on it. Super soft. By the way, I'm ending with the Sam's Club size Vandecamps.
That's a big hefty point.
Well, bam!
Yes.
All right, knife versus canned food. If it's in one of the big cans.
Oh, man.
You gotta make contact because you have to throw it. You're not going to be able to hit with it. You'd have to throw.
Yes, that's true.
And if you get them in the head or you knock the knife out of their hand, you got a shot.
With that big can.
And then you pick your can back up and... And then you cupcake them to death. If you shove enough cupcakes in their mouth and nostrils, that you could asphyxiate somebody.
There's or an eating disorder.
Today on Slacker and Steve, I learned how to throw baked beans at someone and then kill them with cupcakes. All right, so most of ours were violent, but if you've got some sort of healthy or unhealthy sibling rivalry competition, we'd love to hear your story. Nikki?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry.
So this was a few years ago starting this, but for Christmas, I got my brother like this super, super thoughtful gift of from his favorite TV show, and he got me toilet paper. So,
like actual toilet paper or fancy toilet paper or just regular old Charmin?
From your favorite show?
Like from the dollar store.
Oh,
like,
not even the good stuff.
It's like paneling.
Cheap toilet paper. It wasn't even nice. And I gave him something super thoughtful. So I was like planning my revenge.
For a
year. It took me 3 years. And what I was able to find is I got him prehistoric turtle poop.
And what do you do with prehistoric turtle poop? You just display it?
You know what? That's his problem.
You got to respect that, Nikki.
Yeah, you took it to the next level.
You did.
You got me something to wipe.
Exactly.
I got you prehistoric turtle poop.
Yep.
That's awesome. Thank you, Nikki. Laura.
Yes.
Yeah. Sibling rivalry.
Yeah, so my sister had won a trip to L.A. to be on the set of, it was Selena Gomez, to meet her and all this.
Oh, wow.
So she won it because my ex-husband at the time had won it for her because she didn't know how to swim.
Aww.
It was like a swimming competition. So he won this for her. And I was like, oh, yay, you're going to take me.
No, she took her son, who was 7 at the time,
on this
trip. And I'm like, my husband's the one who got this for you, and you're taking him? Mm. It was just really messed up. I've always resented her for that.
So do you even talk to her? What's a 7-year-old get out of a Selena Gomez meet and greet? Nothing.
Good point.
Exactly. Good. Yeah. And yeah, it was really sad. And plus, he's a boy. And I'm like, come on. Like, this could have been a girl's trip. And my husband's the reason why you got this trip.
If I was your husband, I'd tell all you to shut up.
I'd take the trip. Selena's hot. I'm going. I was the one who swam. Exactly. You idiots. Thank you for the call, Laura.
There's, I couldn't tell who's the most, who should be ungrateful.
There's a lot of dysfunction going on. And if you're right. At that point, I'm the man watching this. I'm like, yoink. Tickets are mine. You guys fight it out amongst yourselves right here in Colorado. Caitlin?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry.
So my sister and I have always been really close, but we've also been really successful and have always had to kind of one-up each other.
Okay.
And so my husband and I have been planning on having a baby, had been trying for about a month and a half. I got pregnant the same week my sister announced that she was engaged.
Oh.
And we had already booked a venue and a caterer and put down payments for all those things. And when she found out I was pregnant, she canceled them all.
Wait, what?
Well, she thought that I was eclipsing her, and so she chose to change all the dates so that the wedding wasn't about the baby, but about her instead.
Okay, Wait, I'm trying to keep track of this.
Like you intended for his swimmers to hit your egg in a way that would manifest and like destroy her special day.
All this was
your master plan. You're like, hold on, I'm ovulating, honey, and this is going to slide in perfectly to their wedding date.
Right.
What are you talking about? Who thinks that far ahead and that the person supposed to love you the most is that evil?
And petty. So she didn't even get married then?
She will be, but now in the spring.
Okay.
She moved, though. This is a fresh wound we got here.
Yeah, this one.
Thank you for the rivalry, Caitlin. Wow. Appreciate the call. Sean.
Yay.
Sibling rivalry.
So me and my brother were working at McDonald's, and we had a house party at our house the night before, and my dad found out about it. So in order to figure out what happened, he went ahead and played us off of each other and told my brother I was, drinking and partying, and I, he said that I did it, and he told me that my brother said I was partying, so I went in.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's what police officers do.
Exactly.
Get you in two different interrogations rooms. By the way, he's telling me everything. He's not telling
really
him anything.
Good. Because I went into work, and my brother was working, and I just immediately went up and started punching him, and we got in a huge fist fight right behind the cash registers, right in the middle of rush, lunch.
Nice.
At McDonald's, you're duking it out with your brother.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, right behind the cash registers. The whole crowd's watching. To make it worse, the big manager decided to grab me and pull my arms behind my back, and this little guy grabs my brother, and to seal the deal, my brother winds off and smacks me across the face, and the whole crowd goes, ooh.
A floor show.
I would pay extra for a floor show like that at McDonald's.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.